Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is in London on his first leg of his five-day European trip. He arrived over the weekend for a visit leading up to a NATO summit. Biden will meet with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak this morning and later visit with King Charles of Windsor Castle. He then travels to Lithuania to hold talks with NATO leaders in a show of support for Ukraine. The trip comes after the president announced the United States plans to provide cluster bombs to the Ukrainian military. At the same time, he made it clear it's his belief that now is not the time to bring Ukraine into NATO. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said sending cluster bombs to Ukraine is about keeping the country in the fight against Russia. Kirby said the Biden administration is mindful of the potential for civilian casualties caused by the cluster munitions. He added that Russian forces pose a greater risk to Ukrainian civilians and children. The United States military says Reaper drones have killed a top ISIS leader hiding in Syria. The U.S. Central Command announced the drone strike in a statement yesterday. The ISIS leader was killed on Friday by the same three Reaper drones that had been harassed earlier in the day by Russian fighter jets over Syria. CENTCOM said there are no indications any civilians were killed in the airstrike. Presidential candidate Donald Trump was in Las Vegas over the weekend. He attended the UFC fight where tens of thousands of people cheered him on, and then a fundraising event where Trump took jabs at Florida governor and GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis.
During a rally in Las Vegas on Saturday, Trump said this about the Florida governor.
I'm not a big fan of his, and he's highly overrated. He's highly overrated.
Trump also called him Ron DeSanctimonious and said DeSantis wants to raise the minimum wage and cut Social Security. He also claimed that DeSantis has no personality. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The man who brought us Rocket Man and countless other classic hits over the past 50 years says goodbye to the big stage.
Elton John's farewell tour came to an end in Stockholm on Saturday night. The iconic artist's farewell Yellow Brick Road tour is the highest grossing tour of all time at more than $900 million. Before the final song, he said his goodbyes to the crowd.
You're in my head and my heart and my soul, and I thank you so much. I will never be touring again, but I may do something in the future.
John told fans he could possibly do one-off shows. More than 6 million fans across the world attended the tour, which started in 2018 and included 333 concerts. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Severe weather is bearing down on areas throughout the United States, with more than 30 million Americans under some kind of heat alert, and excessive temperatures are likely going to be happening more so in Southern California, Arizona, and Nevada throughout the week. In Texas, the city of El Paso set a record Sunday for the longest streak of consecutive days above 100 degrees at 24 in a row. North America is currently under an El Niño weather pattern that's expected to last into the winter. With Amazon Prime Day event coming up tomorrow and Wednesday, the company is warning customers to watch out for scammers. Scammers posing as Amazon representatives is quite common this time of year. The company says if there's a suspicious text or email asking you to get in touch or to download software, do not reply. Instead, contact Amazon customer service directly. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Yeah, sometimes you just got to breathe, you know? Just take a breath for just a moment, all right? No need to let your emotions run away with you. We've been, you know, exercising our emotions for about the last, I want to say the last decade, but more particularly in the last 5 years. And it's just gotten out of hand. And look where we are right now. You know, we're like a bunch of drowning knuckleheads and just keep fighting our way. But look at, hopefully you fought yourself out and you can take a breather for just a moment and realize that you're right. There's no question. The world is inverted. That which is wrong is right. That which is evil is good. That's where we are in today's America. In fact, if, I don't know if you saw this or not, but the institute, which we've been talking about this, right? That all the institutions just about in America today have become compromised. You know, the American people have lost faith in the institutions. I want to bring Selwyn Duke on right now. Selwyn is a writer for The New American. And he's a brainiac, so he understands these things, and he can help us appreciate this information even more so. Selwyn, good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, it's great to be with you today. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to this conversation. But as I was just sharing with the audience, Gallup, you know, polled the public, and 11 of the 16 American institutions have significantly declined in approval. The five worst rated institutions are newspapers, the criminal justice system, television news, big business, and Congress. They all have confidence ratings of less than 20% of the public, with Congress at an anemic 8%. And probably the reason that Congress is so bad is because, you know, both sides there, I mean, you have bipartisan negative disappreciation for Congress for obvious reasons. But the other groups that I mentioned, you know, whether it's TV, criminal justice system, there's one thing that they have in common, and that is that they're clearly controlled by the left, aren't they?
Well, yes, absolutely. There's no question about it. I mean, the left, ironically, we say that liberalism is all about changing the status quo, and that's true. That's the only consistent definition of liberalism, Bill. But the truth is, the liberals now control the institutions, so really what we used to call liberalism is the status quo. So
sadly,
the situation we're seeing, yeah. And, you know, I just wrote an article about this, as you know, and one of the issues is that there's a con that's perpetrated here by the media and by the left in general, although to some extent they're conning themselves because they actually believe it in many cases. And what it is, Bill, is this, is the left will attack the right. It will propose some change to our political system or our social sphere. And then when the right simply pushes back, plays defense, the left will portray it as if the right's counteroffensive is some kind of unprovoked offensive action. You know, so if you wanted to analogize it, if you wanted to use a metaphor here, you would say, this is like you walk up to someone and you start raining down blows upon him. And then when he puts up his hands to block, you say, why are you getting so violent? And that's what happens. That's what the left does. It's exactly that, you see. I mean, just a good example here is the so-called transgender agenda, which, honestly, putting it metaphorically, was originated last Thursday. So the left proposes that, oh, you've got to use someone's personal pronouns, and if a boy says that he's a girl all of a sudden, you have to respect that. And now the media and all and sundry, the establishment portray that as if somehow that's the status quo. And if you object to that, if you just say, no, the real status quo we want to maintain, you are the one who's offensive. You're the one who's treated as if he's some kind of revolutionary. And you see, it's very effective, Bill, because what happens then, the media and the establishment very cleverly flip things around and put the onus on the defenders. And it's a very, very clever way to affect social change because you make the change seem right away as if somehow it's the status quo and that you're doing something wrong if you object to it.
Like somehow it went through some process, but there was no process whatsoever. In marketing, we call it the assumed close, Selwyn, and that's what they've done. And they've gotten support, again, by the media, and as you say, the con. It is a con. And it's interesting because when they propose these things, nobody asks why. Why should we accommodate transgenders? I mean, is that a rational question to ask?
Well, yes, absolutely. And, you know, what this does is it guarantees movement towards the left. Just the other day, I was having a political discussion with a fellow outside, and I usually don't do this nowadays, but he was talking about what's going on. He said, yeah, but now the pendulum is starting to swing. And that's a very, very dangerous misconception to fall victim to, because you then think that your side is actually, your conservative side, is making progress when that doesn't actually happen. When we see this pushback by the right, unfortunately, what it always is, Bill, is this. It's movement towards the right on a ship, okay? Moving the deck chairs towards the right on that ship, but the ship itself is steadily drifting left. And that never changes. And let me tell you why, okay? Because, again, the left is proposing the change. And if you have one side always proposing change, okay, and at times you negotiate with them and give them some percentage of what they want, then obviously over the course of time you're going to lose territory to them incrementally. You know, so in other words, the left will come to the table and say, well, we want this or that change. And the right will push back a little bit and say, no, we don't want that. But then conservatives think, well, but you have to be reasonable. You have to negotiate. So maybe then the right will give them 50% of what they want or 25% or even 5%. But it doesn't matter because you know what's going to happen, Bill? A year later or 2 years later, the left is going to come back to that table and request more of the same change. And then the right is going to negotiate again. And over time in this manner, you lose 100% or close to it of your territory. And this is why G.K. Chesterton, the great philosopher, once said, the business of progressives is to go on making mistakes. The business of conservatives is to make sure the mistakes are not corrected. That is the problem. And that's why we shouldn't fall victim to this, Tom.
You see, when you forget what the standard is, okay, you ignore the standard. See, all these debates and everything, they need to be brought into the confines of what the Constitution says. Okay, but they've ignored the Constitution. So now there's freewheeling argument, there's emotions that can come into play, and all. But nobody is sitting there saying, how does that square up with the Constitution? I mean, because look at a case in point clearly are these decisions recently from SCOTUS. So it's like, wait a minute, you know, this stuff should have been solved
decades ago, but here we are, four or five decades down the road, and we're reconciling something that should have been fixed then, not, to your point, progressively agree with it, and then get down the road. And how much damage have you done in the last five decades to the people who have been subjected to these ill-founded ideas that are against our Constitution? Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. The Constitution would be a constant, but you have to actually adhere to it. And, of course, we don't do that. As Joseph Sobrand said decades ago already, it's largely a dead letter.
Yeah. Amen. Hey, we've got more from Selwyn Duke. Stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. We're talking with Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American You see him everywhere because he writes for The Hill, Observer, American Conservative, WorldNet, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker, many other print and online publications. Selwyn, you know, it's interesting because when you look at these recent decisions that just scattered the gray matter of the left, there were so many things about it, and I kept thinking instinctively, we needed to pause and chew on these decisions for a little bit. But, you know, and this is the challenge that we have with the left particularly, because they're so emotional. And, you know, and for people like you and me that want to stop and say, okay, wait a minute, let's, can we take a breath? You know, you go over here to your corner. Let's get your emotion out of here for a second and let's analyze what's gone on, what's happened. Because I think on the face, these decisions are hugely significant and they either are going to help straighten things out and get us back on a constitutional course or, you know, Joe Biden and the Democrats, being who they are going to find end arounds, and you've already heard reports of that. But in between, there's some other things I think that we've missed out, and you started to share with me off air that we're missing something, especially when you come to affirmative action. Break it down for us, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And this is where people are really going to have to try to bathe the emotion and be objective, because what I'm going to say is going to sound really controversial, but I am adamantly opposed to affirmative action, so-called affirmative action. That's a euphemism. Never should have been instituted. I wouldn't even say that we ever needed it. But I object to the recent affirmative action decision, at least in part. And let me tell you why. It's a good example of what I said before the break, that the Constitution has become a dead letter and that the business of conservatives is to make sure mistakes are not corrected. And what I mean is, the majority applied their decision even to private institutions that receive no public money. In other words, you can be a private school and you cannot determine who you're going to admit. You cannot, quote, discriminate. Now, you might say, wait a second, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that is that that is completely contrary to the Constitution. But when liberals complain about it, they should understand that they're being hoisted with their own petards, because they're the ones who instituted this idea decades and decades ago when they called private businesses public accommodations, when they said, if you own a bakery or you own a restaurant, you cannot determine how you will associate. We're going to trump your freedom of association. They did that. They made up this public accommodations idea out of whole cloth.
Exactly.
Nowhere in the Constitution. Now, let me tell you, I'll illustrate how ridiculous it is, Bill. You have a home. You have a right, obviously, to include in or exclude from your home whoever you please for whatever reason, because the person is white or black or Hispanic, or because the person is a coffee drinker or a tennis player, or because you don't like his face.
That's maybe, or maybe they're just an idiot. Okay, that's okay too. All right,
yeah,
go ahead.
That's why you wouldn't let me come over last. I'm kidding.
Not true.
But
not true. That's okay.
That's called freedom of association. Now, why should you lose that right simply because you decide to expand your dining room, erect a few more tables, and start selling meals for money? It's still your property, paid for with your own money and created by the sweat of your own brow. For the government to be telling you how you should associate is tyranny. But the liberals did that. They created the standard. This is what G.K. Chesterton was talking about. They made that mistake, violating the Constitution many decades ago. Now it's become the status quo. And now even the best judges on the Supreme Court, such as Clarence Thomas, are perpetuating that because now they've applied it to universities as well. So there is a perverse consistency to what they've done. But what is the consequence, Bill? I know I'm going on long, but this is really
important. No. I think you're making a great point here. Go ahead. Finish it out.
Yeah. A lot of people will say, but wait a second, Duke, what are you talking about? If you don't have these anti-discrimination laws, then someone can explicitly put up a shingle on his store, no blacks allowed or no whites allowed, so on or so forth. Well, let me tell you something. That would not be the main consequence, because very, very few people would discriminate unjustly, invidiously like that. And the few who did would have to suffer the social reprobation that comes with that.
Exactly.
But you know what the real consequence would be if we eliminated anti-discrimination law? we would no longer be spending billions upon billions of dollars suing each other into oblivion. An example, before the Boy Scouts capitulated and turned left, okay, they were trying to defend their principles and their rules. They were sued by a girl who wanted to be a Boy Scout. They were sued by an atheist who didn't like the fact that they had God in their pledge. They were sued by homosexuals who didn't like the fact that the Boy Scouts took a stand against homosexuality. They had to spend untold amounts of money defending themselves, and that, of course, was part of the strategy of the left. You wear down an organization by suing it into oblivion, and eventually it's going to capitulate because it can only spend so much money defending itself. We wouldn't have to endure that if we didn't have this ridiculous anti-discrimination law. Let people run their businesses the way they want to. That accords with the Constitution. That accords with common sense. And again, if anyone discriminates invidiously, he's going to suffer social reprobation. Are we going to tear ourselves apart the way we have been with these lawsuits to stop one half of 1% of the population, or of business owners, I should say, from discriminating in ways that we find to be disgusting? The whole thing is ridiculous, Bill. But yet, even Clarence Thomas, the best justice of the last many decades, as far as I know, said nothing about applying this affirmative action ruling to even private institutions that don't take government money. To me, the fact that conservatives have not even thought to note this is striking.
This tells you
how far down the rabbit hole we are.
No, you're exactly right. And the thing is that they allow people like, like Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all these grievance hustlers, to continue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's what they'll do. And, you know, when you think about, again, going back to the origination of affirmative action and what it was all about, what the true motivation was, you see, and this is what it all comes back to. With the Democrats, it all comes back to votes. When you go back and you consider the history of affirmative action, it's like you ask yourself, whose votes were they buying with that?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, all about votes.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's the deal. It's just like the tuition debate. You know, Joe Biden puts this up. He knows, here he is supposedly. I mean, what the heck people were thinking in their mind, listening to the media saying that Joe Biden was going to be a uniter. He's never been a uniter. He doesn't even know what it represents. And but anyway, they're all under this delusion that Joe Biden's going to unite the people. So in order to get votes and to appeal to people going into the midterms, he throws this out there, this herring. $10,000 of tuition abatement. For what? He's buying votes with the people's money that he doesn't even have the right to have. And yet he goes out there, puts even Nancy Pelosi says, hey, that you can't do that. But it didn't matter. The media let it go. And so how many votes did Joe Biden get, by throwing that out there? And what comes to mind is kind of like the same thing with Harry Reid, if you remember, when Harry Reid was asked about why he lied about Mitt Romney's tax records and everything, and he just kind of smirked. Remember, he was in the well of the Senate? Kind of smirked about it. Just said, well, he didn't get elected, did he? I go, you son of a gun. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you use that against the people? It was a game for you. See, and this is what I look at it.
Democracy and power. Yeah.
Exactly. And who's paying the price, Selwyn?
We all are, and these people are preying on our frailties, on people's sinfulness. Their desire for free things, greed, envy, what have you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there has to be an awakening. I mean, you mentioned G.K. Chesterton several times. There has to be an awakening in this country. And just as we, got a little bit of an idea of getting back to our roots and using the standard of the Constitution, we need to go back further and go back to where it all began and where it all started, from the Word of God. Let's go back to the Bible and see what happens, ladies and gentlemen.
Selwyn Duke has been with us. He is a writer for the New American. Thank you, Selwyn. Godspeed. Take care.
Thank you.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
USA News Update. President Biden is in London on his first leg of his five-day European trip. He arrived over the weekend for a visit leading up to a NATO summit. Biden will meet with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak this morning and later visit with King Charles of Windsor Castle. He then travels to Lithuania to hold talks with NATO leaders in a show of support for Ukraine. The trip comes after the president announced the United States plans to provide cluster bombs to the Ukrainian military. At the same time, he made it clear it's his belief that now is not the time to bring Ukraine into NATO. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said sending cluster bombs to Ukraine is about keeping the country in the fight against Russia. Kirby said the Biden administration is mindful of the potential for civilian casualties caused by the cluster munitions. He added that Russian forces pose a greater risk to Ukrainian civilians and children. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. We've got Larry Klayman joining us now. Larry, of course, the current chair of Freedom Watch, author of It Takes a Counter-Revolution. And no doubt, Larry, as we continue on this course that we're on, as more and more Americans are waking up and realizing this is not the government that they elected. And this is a hot mess, and I think that the emotions now are starting to swing back the other way. And I'm one for, when it comes to emotions, that they need to be measured. I mean, I don't want emotions, I don't think emotions like what are being demonstrated by the left are in our best interest. You know, it's okay to have some passion, but let's not let go of our sanity and our minds, in my humble opinion, Larry. What do you think?
Well, with regard to the left, you'll never be able to control them. They're basically Bolsheviks. They understand revolution. That's their motto. That's how they achieve what they want. So the bottom line, Bill, I'm sure you agree, is that we need to defeat the left. They need to basically be legally removed from our body politic. And it is a war. That's what we're in right now. Everything from the policies, if you want to call them that, of the Biden regime to teaching perverted ideologies to children, sexual preferences, and things like that. Their goal is to destroy the fabric, the Judeo-Christian fabric of the United States, and they've gone a long way to do it. I mean, they've almost succeeded at this point.
Well, we got a lifeline thrown at us, Larry, with the recent SCOTUS decisions, And it's, you know, what conservatives need to understand is, hey, that should be an encouragement, but it doesn't, you know, we won a battle here, but not the war. The war continues, to your point.
You know, it's good that the Supreme Court made those decisions. It wasn't a stroke of genius, and they simply followed the Constitution. But the left will find a way around it anyway. I mean, let's look at affirmative action. You know, rather than basing things on race, they'll base it on, quote, achievement. Now, what is that? Okay, so, I mean, I myself, when I hire people, if it was harder for them to get there to sit in front of me at my desk because of who they were, where they came from, I give them, obviously, more credence as to whether they're going to be hard workers and hire them. I hire people like that. But Harvard and Yale and Duke and other universities, they'll find a way around this. And this, it reminds me of when I got two preliminary injunctions against the National Security Agency for mass surveillance. Well, they're at it again. They've been mass surveilling all of the January 6th protesters, and I'll be bringing a case on that shortly, too. But the fact is that it is a revolution that we need to wage. And while I don't advocate violence, if it comes to that, I mean, that's Jefferson predicted it was going to come to that. I'm afraid that's where we're headed.
Well, and even Abraham Lincoln suggested as much, that if America fell, it would be from the inside. And this is what we are. We're seeing insiders destroy this great American experiment. And as you say, you know, there's no accommodation for them. You've got to really lop their heads off and put them out of commission, because their brain and their thinking is so warped. I mean, when you hear the likes, well, you hear the president of the United States speak and you think, you've got to be kidding me. This guy's the president of the United States. And then you hear elected officials, whether it's Ocasio-Cortez, and you think, wait a minute, what planet are you on? I mean, do you even know what the Constitution says? You know, and I would dare say, and I put this challenge out, you know, over the holiday weekend, 4th of July, which we just enjoyed, was that I want to test, you know, members of Congress against newly indoctrinated, naturalized citizens on civics. Let's have a test. Congress against these newly naturalized citizens. We know not to test people, you know, that have graduated from our higher levels of institution, whether it be Harvard or Yale, because most of them couldn't pass the test anyway. I mean, it's so incredible that you go out there, you put a man on the street and just ask people what the 4th of July is, and they don't even know what the 4th of July is, Larry.
Yeah, well, everything's broken down. That is absolutely right. Our educational system, everything. But when you talk about Congress, just there's one litmus test. Donald Trump was impeached twice for doing virtually nothing. Joe Biden and his crime family are perhaps the biggest criminals in the history of this country, and it's there for everybody to see. Even the left has to admit it right now. Right. Yet, McCarthy, who claimed, of course, after he wanted to impeach Trump or have him disqualified on the basis of the 25th Amendment after January 6th, he's now flipped, and he's fighting against just a couple of his, you know, backbenchers, Lauren Boebert and Mary and Marjorie Taylor Greene, whether to impeach Biden. The Republicans won't even impeach Biden. As a matter of principle, they should do it, because at least they'd have a trial in the Senate. More of the information would be made available to the people. They don't have the guts to do that, because it's a giant club in Washington. You know that.
Right.
The higher-ups protect each other. They're making money hand over fist. They all become millionaires. So, hey, we just go on Fox News or CNN or MSNBC, and we pontificate.
Right, exactly.
Something. And the American people, you know, are now wise to it. The problem is, as I wrote in my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America, the subtitle more important than the primary title, is that most people just want to sit around and party, essentially.
Yeah.
Party, drink. Right. Smoke marijuana, whatever the case may be, you know, and Rome can burn. There's no problem.
Right.
And for people my age and your age, I'm probably older than you, you know, they just want to go off in retirement and say, leave me alone. You know, don't bother me. I'll be dead anyway in a few years, so I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
If you think about
that's
grandchildren.
The thing. Yeah. Exactly. That's where you and I are united. Yeah. You and I are right hip to hip on that, because I cannot. I cannot leave this. I cannot pass on an America that's less than what the, you know, what my parents passed on to me. And sometimes, Larry, I tell you, one of the hardest parts for me to read is when you read in the Bible where a judgment will come upon a king and a prophet will go to the king and say, look, I talked to God. He says, you're going to be okay, but the next generation is going to pay for your sins. And it's like the king goes, well, okay. You know, I go, what? I mean, I'll tell you, I read that and it grieves me. And I see what's happening in our country where people, to your point, are so laissez-faire about this kind of stuff that's going on. And here we have an opportunity. Yes, our parents were the world's, were the greatest generation. And we have an opportunity to be an even greater one ourselves by riding the ship and getting this country back on track and getting us back to first principles. This is why, in part, I was encouraged by what happened with the recent SCOTUS decisions. But that's just the beginning. This is not one and done, because just like you said, they will keep on going. They are nonstop. They're like that cockroach. They somehow find a way to grow another head.
Well, see, and here's the cop-out. People say, okay, we'll just vote for the Republicans in the next election. Let the Republicans take care of it. Republicans don't care of anything. Take care of squat. You know, what do they do when they acquire power? They want more power. Yeah. Have they balanced the budget? No, when they had all three branches of government. Did they give us warnings about Afghanistan and now Ukraine? No, only after the fact, and they use it for political purposes. You know, did they reform Obamacare, as we said before? No, they didn't do that. Are they willing to stand up and impeach Biden? No, we're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a cop-out, okay? I don't have to do anything because we'll let the Republicans do it. And, Bill, you know that our electoral system is corrupt to the core. Republican president being elected in 2024, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Larry, I'm going to call
the next president.
I got a call the other day. We got about a minute left. Actually, what I'll probably do, I'll wait and I'll tell you about this phone call that I got from the RNC a couple of days ago that just infuriated me. You know, they were fun. You know, to your exact point, they're fundraising. I mean, you know, they take advantage of whatever's happening, and you know, they get a little thread to pull on, and they want to hold that in front of you because that raises money, and that's what this has become. It's all about fundraising. It's not about saving the institutions that many of us fought for, that 1.6 million people died for. That somehow is in the rearview mirror, which is a heartbreak for me, Larry Klayman, I got to tell you. Look, we got to go to break, come back. Our conversation will continue. We're talking with Larry Klayman. It's right now just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I was saying before we went to break, we're talking with Larry Klayman. Larry, I was saying before we went to break that, I get a call from the RNC, and the gal's reading a script, and she's going on and on, and I thought, okay. And normally when I get these calls, I don't even take them. I don't have the time. I'm doing, 3 hours a day, daily radio show. That's about 7-8 hours, and then on top of that, I don't know if I told you, but about a month ago, I started doing a TV show at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which we're going to have you on.
Congratulations!
Yeah, thank you, and it's a lot of fun, and we're going to schedule you on because we need to have you on, and it's great. It airs at 1 o'clock Eastern. It's all tied in with iHeart's podcast platform. The reach is something like 30 million people. Okay.
Wow.
And it's international. In fact, I upset the Russians here recently. I got in trouble. YouTube squelched me back a little bit because I made a mistake. There was just something, we can do with the radio show because we're covered by license, but with YouTube, those licenses don't carry over. And we had played a couple of musical bits that we used in our morning radio show, and I just didn't even think about it. And the people, the network calls and goes, "Well, good news, bad news." And I said, "Okay, good news is what? You've got listeners in Russia." Okay, well, that's good. I go, because we've had an international, audience for quite a while. He says, "Yeah, you're attracting the attention of people in Russia." I said, "Good." I said, "What's the bad news?" They blew the whistle on you. You violated some copyright law. You got to be kidding. I said, "I am so sorry." So obviously we moved that out. But anyway, I get this call. Thank you. So I get this call from the RNC, and this gal's going through this routine, and she's I go, am I talking to, are you an AI? Are you artificial intelligence? Are you a robot or what? I mean, because she was like right on track the whole deal. And she finally broke the track a little bit and goes, no, this is, you're talking to a real person. And I said, "Well, I'm not really talking. I'm just listening to what you're saying." And I said, "You've spent 2.5 minutes
talking about all this great stuff the Republican Party is doing and the whole deal. And I tell you, you don't know this, but I do a daily radio show, and conservative values gets lots of presentation on my show, 3 hours a day, okay? Monday through Friday is what we talk about. This is our view. So in a sense, the Republican National Committee is getting a lot of in-kind advertising. And you're calling me for a $100 donation, and I said, but the one thing that you didn't mention in your spiel, not once did you mention that you were going to do anything about securing the vote. Let me tell you, my audience wants to know that the RNC is so, you know, so focused on securing the vote. If you can tell me that and you can convince our audience that, you're not going to have any problem fundraising. I said, but you keep on telling me about all these other things. I get that. We all know what the problem is. But you're skipping over the biggest problem of all. And that has to do with securing the vote. And, you know, it was so funny, Larry. Her answer was, well, can you at least give us $50?
Yeah. Thank you. No, it's...
Not even listening to what... Yeah, exactly.
You know, it should have been a landslide. And they snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. Mm-hmm. Ronna McDaniel is still the head of the RNC. I don't know. Only because she pledges, you know, undying allegiance to Trump. She'll probably double-cross him in the end, as McCarthy has done recently.
Yeah, E tu, Brute. But, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's unbelievable that this woman is still the head of the RNC after she blew the last election. It's unreal. You know, but you're right. How do you have a free and fair election when the Democrats have totally perverted the system? And that is why, as we were talking at the break, is that I do believe that we need to declare independence. We need to form a shadow government and say, here are the honest people. Here are the people that will lead us to freedom. And every time the government opens its mouth, we say, no, here's what needs to be done. We need people to join us. And a small group of people can have big influence, a Gideon's army of people. And that's what we're trying to do at Freedom Watch. And you know, talking about RNC, is that our contributions, our donations are down because the Republicans are siphoning it away with, you know, essentially what are fraudulent pitches to the American people. I hope people will go to freedomwatchusa.org and donate with tax-deductible contributions. We need the help. I need to hire more lawyers. I need more staff. We're short-staffed. We are your Justice Department, and we can do it. And we have our own legal system. We don't have to stay within man's legal system. Read, you know, as we were saying, read the Declaration of Independence. Under the laws of nature and nature's God, we have a right to take action peacefully and legally. And we have. We've been trying Biden for the bribery. You know, you'll get a decision in the next month or so on that. And we all know the guy is dirty. We all know that he's a criminal, notwithstanding brain dead. And the American people need to rise up. He should be removed. You know, Republicans won't do it. We should do it.
Right. No, Larry, you're exactly right, because the position that he puts us in, he seems to be drawing us closer and closer to a third world war. I mean, we've got Janet Yellen going to China. I mean, Blinken goes there and he comes back with his tail tucked between his legs. This what continues to go on in Ukraine, Iran. You know, which if you remember, Barack Obama and Joe Biden were very, very specific. There was no way that Iran was going to get a nuclear weapon, right? They repeated that mantra. It just like they told us that, you know, if we wanted our doctor, we could keep our doctor. These people have lied three ways to Sunday. And the people have not held them into account. And the people, look at, you know, shame on you. And I say that at large to we the people. Shame on us for not holding them to account. Liars lie, cheaters cheat, stealers steal. They, you know, and it, all you have to do is, I mean, they go into all this debate and we have all these hearings in Congress and everything like that and go, why are we bothering? You sit there and you listen to the answers of these FBI people that come on, the counsel for the FBI, they come on. And they avoid the question. They take basically a political Fifth Amendment standing. Oh, we can't talk about that because, you know, it's a case that's still being adjudicated, you know. And so it's all this plausible deniability. Well, look at all you have to do to what you said earlier, Larry. Look at the tree. Look at the fruit. You know, if we're expecting to get avocados and we're getting peaches, something's wrong with the tree, right? And this is what's happened. It doesn't take a genius to figure this out. And let me tell you what. You know, they make fun of people over flyover country, and they watch this and they go, "This is nuts." I mean, they don't want to even get entangled in all the political mishmash of it, you know, because it's stupid.
Here's the catch 22 is that, you know, sometimes you'll hear a decent question on Fox. They'll say, you know, to Comey, you know, the Republican is investigating Hunter Biden, and et cetera. What are you guys going to do about it? It's all out there.
Yeah.
We know the crimes have been committed. Oh, we're going to get more information. Well, what good's the information? Look at my former group, Judicial Watch, which I founded. Great, you get documents. But what do you do with the documents when you get them?
Right, right.
You know, and this is the problem, is that somebody's got to take action. And our founding fathers, you hit it before, they didn't have to wage a revolution. King George III wasn't half as bad as what we've got today. They were all rich millionaires, multimillionaires. They'd be millionaires today, Jefferson, with inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they risked everything for future generations of this country.
Exactly.
And that's what we now need to do. And we can do it. A small group of people can coalesce the colony, so to speak, and move us in the right direction.
That's the way it started, Larry. Small group of guys. You know, they never had 100% agreement. It was right.
Watch the miniseries, John Adams, right?
Yes.
The uphill fight that a few of them had, that Jefferson and Franklin and Adams had to convince the colonies to take action. They were happy. The colonies were rich,
right.
You know, and even with all the taxes and everything. So, you know, if you care about your kids and grandkids and future generations, you just can't sit there and watch Sean Hannity and say, oh, that's enough. Or even read Larry Klayman's book and say, oh, that's neat. You know, Larry has an idea, but let him do it, you know, or let Bill Martinez do it. Let other people do it. Everybody's got to join in now before it's too late. And you hit the nail on the head. We've got so many international tinderboxes out there. You know, it would be, frankly, against the law of average if something didn't blow up in the next year or two. You know, a nuclear accident or whatever the triggers.
What you got Chinese planes. You got Chinese planes playing games. You got Iranian planes playing games. I mean, the longer this goes on, the more opportunity for an oops to happen, Larry. And there was already a situation in Russia that was reported not that long ago. In fact, it was interesting. They ended up firing the guy. Putin fired the guy. But there was a reflection off, you know, some kind of weird reflection with the sun, kind of a sun, you know, flare or something like that. And it looked, it sent off all the alarms, and it looked like Russia was being attacked by nuclear weapons from the United States. And we were seconds away, seconds, Larry, from this guy. He had the moxie, and you know, and I think God's hand was upon his life and everybody else's, because he said, nope, I've got to wait this out. This doesn't seem right. Everything else, and people around him yelling, you've got to push the button. You've got to push the button. And he refused. He refused to do that. Saved us. It was a Russian operative, you know, who, a general that was in charge of launching the nuclear code.
It happened during the Reagan administration too. There was something like that happened. It can happen. And look at Reagan. He would never tolerate what the Iranians are doing in the Straits of Hormuz. He would blow them out of the water. You know, that's fine. You know, no problem. So we're sending the message to these countries that they can continue what they're doing.
Charlie. Larry, real quick, a couple seconds left. Where can they go for more information and get their hands on your book?
Yeah, freedomwatchusa.org. Freedomwatchusa.org. And please contribute. We need the help right now. Thank you.
It takes a counter-revolution.
It's all
name
too
the book.
Obvious.
Thank you, Larry.
We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other.